Hey, this is Monk Dog from thelearningcurve.blogspot.com, and it is Monday, November 22nd, 2010, and this is audio boot number 34, and once again, I find myself driving to work, doing the car while I, doing the audio boot while I'm in the car. It's going to be actually, I'm late for work already. It's Monday in a short week, which is great, and I'm in the process of moving to a new job, actually, starting in December. It's on the same campus, but a different part, so this week is packing week for me, so I'm actually probably not going to do too much. I might even take a couple days off ahead of the holiday, so you know, I turned the alarm off this morning, just sleeping in. So I'm going to continue talking about my market timing thoughts. The first boo I did on Saturday, I talked about the black box. The second one, I talked about history or using the calendar to anticipate what's going to happen next. And this one is going to be part three, which is price and volume action. And the cool thing about price and volume is you can actually just cheat and be real simple and just follow Investor's Business Daily. They write a column called The Big Picture every day where they talk about price volume, and they tell you in their point of view and their methodology that the market's in an uptrend, the market's in under pressure, you know, blah, blah, blah. They have all these little things they do. And I mention them sometimes on the blog, but that's really an easy way. Now, of course, I also mention on the blog that, to me, they are the ultimate whipsaw indicators. And what does that mean? Is that a lot of times, you know, they get like a big down day or a big up day, and then they wait for what's called a confirmation day that happens from the fourth day through the tenth day or something like that, right? So they look for a second day to confirm that first day, you know, with the same kind of volume and price patterns that they're looking for. Well, the problem is sometimes that happens, you know, 4% off the either the top or the bottom. And if you're in a trading range that's a 5 to 7% trading range, well, guess what? If you act the day they give the signal or the day after they give a signal that the market's now in a correction, you may be whipsawed a lot. And that's what I found, is that, heck, this is the greatest whipsaw indicator on the planet. But there's a lot of benefit to that in that, you know, the market doesn't always trend sideways. And if the market does rip off a major bull market or major sell signal, you're gonna catch the bull market and you're gonna avoid the down action. And that's probably been more beneficial. But over the short term, it certainly is frustrating getting whipsawed. But that's one thing to do. So in addition to Investor's Business Daily, you can also, or at least one of the things I do, is I take a look at the moving average for a volume. And this is just for the market in general, but, you know, for stocks as well. But looking at the moving average of the volume, and then whenever you start to see, you know, a pickup in volume with price, or a price collapsing and a pickup in volume, or you see the market, the stock or the market rising on light volume, especially after it's had, you know, somewhat of a down move, and also looking at the end of the day, I like the last hour of the day, you know, that's where, to me, that's the so-called smart money. I don't know if it is or not, but that's what I've been led to believe over the years, is that the smart money makes all their move the last hour of the day, the last half hour of the day. And whatever goes on then, you know, if the rallies are sold off or if the dips are bought up, then that's a pretty strong indicator of market mood, of, you know, are there buyers, are there net buyers or net sellers out there? That's kind of what I look for. I know it's kind of simple. It's you know, pretty much all the technical indicators, I think, are based on some derivation of price and volume anyway. So I guess in the end, we're all looking at price and volume. But that's really all I look for. It's, you know, and it's important. You know, I look at the price and volume with the other things I mentioned before, with the black box. And the black box is also doing some of that, too, looking for divergences and other and indicators while the market's retesting tops or bottoms. And that's where the calendar comes in. I mean, are we approaching a point to where the calendar says, hey, this is normally a strong seasonal tendency for the market to go up or down during this period? So, you know, combine that with what's going on with price volume, what's going on with the black box, and that, for me, that tends to give a pretty good picture of what's going to come up. So that's it. This is kind of a short one compared to the other ones, but really Investor's Business Daily gives you the answers, or, you know, you could just take a look at Yahoo and take a look at what's going on in the market. It's pretty simple for me anyways. And I don't overweight it, don't underweight it. It's just another part of the things I look at. That's it. Take it easy.